Abba, he was the shamash, he was the waiter. Hey, koi alayim, he was taking care of them. And the Rashbam says, koi alayim, mishamash alayim, he was like the waiter serving them. Vu oimid alayim, mitagmina vu mishamash. Yeah. So Yema Basam was serving them. Omalei havlon unavorach. So they said, when they were sitting and eating, these two tamidim, they said, come and let's bench. In other words, we finished eating already. Come, let's go bench now. Havlon unavorach. Let's, like the Sarah Baisim Yvonne mentioned, let's go bench now. Is Lesoif, then after they said that, they changed their mind. And Amru, they said, Lay, have long vinishri. Let's go continue drinking. We don't want to stop now. We don't want to bench. We're still thirsty. We still want to drink more wine. That was the Maisa. That first they had the meal of out of the drank wine throughout the meal. Then they said, let's go bench. And then they changed their mind again and said, no, we want to drink more. Is Amaluhu, so they said over that Hochi Yom Rav, this is the way our Rebbe Rav Paskin, that Kivan the Amriso Havlon in the Baruch. As soon as somebody says, let's go bench, so Issa Sol Luchu Lemishti. You're not allowed to drink anymore. In other words, once you said these words of Havlon in the Baruch, let's go bench, that means you made up your mind, you're not going to eat anymore. You're Mesalik yourself, you're like, think now you're stopping eating, so that first Baruch you make is finished. If you go and drink anything more now, you have to make another Baruch. So Loshni, this is Solochula Mishti. You're not allowed to drink right now. So Ashbam learns, Oslochula Mishti, Alma, what do we see? That Birchas Hamozen Asuche Daite Hevi. That once you go to bench, even here you didn't even bench yet. You just said, let's go and bench. Once you make up your mind to bench, that's considered like your Mesir Das. You take your mind away from eating. V'etzorech Lachzer Levorech. You have to go make another broch if you want to drink it. So that even though the Gemara says a loshin, Issa so lechu lemishti, means it's also, you're not allowed to bench, you're not allowed to drink, it doesn't really mean there's an issa to drink. It just means if you do want to drink more wine now, you have to make a bracha first. Hey, the first bracha you made, once you said, let's go bench, you're masalik the bracha. You like made up your mind, you're not need anymore, so that first bracha is finished with. If you want to drink more, you have to make a second bracha. That's the loshin of Issa so lechu lemishti. You're not allowed to drink now unless you first make a bracha. Yisrael Las Lavorach, Liyacha Birchas Hamozen. Oh no, surely. So the Rashbam Shita is not. The Rashbam Shita is Mashma. You have to first drink it when? After Birchas Hamozen. And then you have to make a bracha. Vochin Higin. That's the way we know also. That after benching, you always have to make a second bracha. Hey, this is the Teretz. Even though at the beginning, when you started your meal, you made a Baruch Pir Goffin, you knew eventually you're going to bench and have another kais by benching, but whenever you go to bench, that's the Metzias as a Silik. You're Mesiach Das. You take your mind away from eating. So after benching, for sure, you have to make another bracha. Now, even though we see from here that bracha samozin is called a hefsik, like stops your meal, you don't have to make a bracha achreina though. Because when you bench, that part is you. So here again, here it's mashim again that once you said havlon and nevorach, you want to stop. If you want to stop eating, you want to bench. That's sort of like you finish eating. If you want to drink now, you have to make another baruch pir goffin. You have to make a bracha. Now the question is, when you drank this next kais, now do you have to make a bracha achreina or not? Do we say you had to make a bracha rishonim? Make a bracha achreina. This is not part of the meal. Or no, since now you have to bench for the meal you ate before, benching also helps for this wine you just got finished drinking. So Rashbam says you don't have to make a bracha achreina. That the benching, we're soon going to say, that's for sure helps for this last kais of wine that you drank, even though for that kais you had to make a bracha. So lofisha bricha samozim poitrosim. Tahash ta'achas mien sholosagilu madach, just when you drink a cup of wine. What's the bracha achreina? You have to make a gefen, garfiya gefen, you have to make a main sholosh. Is kol shchein sholosh brachas atzvam. Havada, when you go to bench, for sure benching helps for al gefen, garfiya gefen. This is the Rashbam Shita. So even though we hold that this wine you drank after you decided not to eat anymore is not part of the meal anymore, so really the benching should not help, because this is not part of the meal, but he says it's not worse than making a main sholosh. That helps, so for sure benching also helps. He also holds like this, that in the case where you first said, let's go bench, so you stopped eating, so you're Mesiach Das, Now if you decide to drink more wine, pshita, you have to make another bar priya gofen on it. But you don't have to make a bracha achreina. For a bracha achreina, it's enough to wait till you bench, and the bracha samosin, that helps. So the Rashbam's svar is, because the bracha samosin is a bracha by itself, that could help for meyen sholish. Will be masper for the Rashbam. Let's say you didn't have a meal. You just sat down to drink wine, and with the effort you benched on it, it would also be good. But that's the svara. Madach mi'ein sholosh helps. Pshita gimel brachas helps mamish. Tosis argues in this. Tosis says that's not a svara, and it brings down gemaras and brachas to say not like that. That there are cases that benching does not help for a bracha mi'ein sholosh. If you have to make a bracha mi'ein sholosh al gefen or pure gefen or al amichya, it could be a svara. Benching for that does not help. Birchas hamazon is one bracha, and making an al amichya al gefen or pure gefen is another bracha. But Tosis still holds like Rashbam's svara halacham. Because he says the svar is, since lemais you didn't bench yet, negay to the bracha achroina, anything you ate before you benched is all considered part of the meal. That even though you said havlon nevarach, you finished your meal and you said let's go bench. So he's saying that's the svar. You mesiach dash. You stopped. You made up your mind not to eat anymore. So if you want to drink, you have to make another bar for your goffin. But negay to the bracha achroina, that's the svar. Since you didn't bench yet, and the benching is going on everything you ate so far, that eating is included part of the meal. So if you would just drink wine, Tosis holds, and you would bench, you're not yotze. That's not a good bracha achreina. But here, since the drinking the wine came right after a meal, and you have to bench for the meal, the benching makes it that anything you ate throughout this whole meal up until the benching is part of the meal. That's why the bracha samazin patters it. But our co-partner, you see clearly here, that even though you said havlon and nevarach, still you have to make another bracha. So that's Rav Shita. Right? Masa na'ameymar u'mazutra v'ravashi heviyasvi besuda. They're all eating the suda together. The koi alayu who was mishamish, who was serving them, ravacha brei derava. So three of them were sitting and eating the suda together, and we'll soon see all three of them, each one did a different halacha. Each one did something different. Ameymar, what did he do? Baruch al kol kosa v'kosa. Every case of yayin they brought him, he made a new bar for Yagofin. 1, 2, 3, 4, every case they gave him, he made a new bracha. We'll soon see why. Mazutra, baruch al kosa kama. And the first case he gave him, he made a bar for Yagofin, pshita. The first one you get, you have to make a bracha on. Whether it's in the middle of the meal or before the meal, on wine you always have to make a bracha, bar for Yagofin. So he made a bar for Yagofin on the first case. Then, the next curses that he drank throughout the meal, he did not make a bracha. Because the first curse patters it. Like one bracha helps for the whole meal. On the Yakosa Basra, he made another bracha. But on the second curse, which means the Bircha Samosin, he holds like Tamidya the Rav, like Rav has said before, that when you bench and then you drink the curse, so Bircha Samosin, you have to make another bracha for your goffin. So Mazutra made a bracha on the first kais he drank, and the last kais he drank, he also made a bracha. The last kais means the kais shall bracha samozin. Ravashi borech akisa akosa kama. Ravashi made a bracha on the kosa kama. That's all. On the first kais of yarn he drank in the meal, he made a bracha gofen. Vesulay borech. And later he did not make any more brachas, even though he benched first. And then he drank the kosh of bracha samozin. Rav Ashi told you do not have to make a second bracha. Not like Rav, not like Tamidi, not like Rav. He told you don't have to make another bracha. The first bracha helps for everything. Calls the man, you're not Messiah Das from eating. So here, you were not Messiah Das. You knew at the beginning, eventually you're going to bench and you're going to have to drink the kosh of bracha samozin. So you don't have to make a second bracha. So the Imam Mashiach has three different shittas here. Each one did a different halacha. So where's the Masbah now? Omelu Ravacha bar Rava. Anan Kama Nevit. So when Ravacha bar Rava saw these things, he saw what happened here, is everybody's making different brachas. So he came out, Lamaisa, what should we do though? What's the halacha? Anan, us, what should we do? So Amemer explained himself. Amemer said, I'm a little bit different here. Amemer Roma Nimlach Anor. The reason why I made a new bracha in every single case is because usually I don't drink wine. And when I drank my first curse, I did not have in mind to drink anymore. Like one curse for me is enough. So when I made my first bracha baruch priya gofen, all I had in mind was just for the first curse. Later on, in the middle of the meal, I saw I want to drink more wine. That's called nimlach. I changed my mind, and I decided now to drink more wine. So that's pshita, you have to make another bracha. The only svara one bracha helps for everything is, because the same minastam, when a person makes a bracha at the beginning of the meal, you have in mind whatever you can eat throughout the meal. Mashenken HaMeimah knew by himself he usually doesn't drink wine. So he called, at the beginning he only had in mind one kais. And when he drank a second kais, that's called Nimlach, he had to make a second bracha. So the Rashbam Nimlach Ani. The kais sheni Nimlachti. When I came to drink my second kais, it's called I changed my mind. Lishtois. Shekvar heavenly Hesachadas. It's called I had Hesachadas. Mishashisi kais Rishon. After I drank the first kais, I was Mesiach Das. I gave up. I decided not to drink no more. To drink more wine, so the more wine that he drinks, pshita on each kais, you have to make another bracha. That's halacha, that's called nimlach. That was our main mitzvah. And that's halacha like that. Vaitam, Mazutra Omar, Mazutra was the one that said, he made a bracha on the first kais of wine he drank, and the last kais, on the bracha samazin, he made a second bracha. Why? Omar, I'm not the object of Tamidim of Rav. I held that the Tamidim of Rav. Now, he was a person that used to drink a lot of wine. So when he made his first bar priya gofim, shiti, had a mind, everything is going to drink. Why did he make a second bracha by Birchas Samazin? That's Rav Svara. That when you bench, that's called the Hestachadas, that's considered like you finished eating right now, and anything you eat or drink after the benching, you have to make a second bracha on it. So Rashi Kutamidi, the Rashpam Kutamidi, the Rav, Kiyahu Uvdud Liyah, like the Maisa before. The Yalaf Rav Mineh, that Rav learned out from that, the Miboil of Ruchi Akisa the Akosta Bechosa. You have to make a second bracha on the Kais of benching. Afal pi shekva berech al yain sheptech hamozen. Even though you already made a bracha on the one in the middle of the Suda. Yeah. So that's Mazutra Svara. So the more of Ravashi. Ravashi was the one that said no, he just made one bracha, that's all. He made the first kais, he made a bar for the goffin, and that was it for the whole Suda, even for the benching. Omar, he holds Ravashi, that let Hilchos HaKatamidi the Rav. I do not paskin like Rav. I don't hold like that. Because even though I bench, by making Birchas HaMozen, that is not called the silik, it's not called you finish eating, even though you made a bracha, and afterwards when I go to drink the yain, the wine, because I'm benching, I don't have to make another bracha. What's Ravashi's raya? To a yom tev shechalios achra Shabbos. What's going to be when Yom Tiv comes out after Shabbos? Heis Moitsoi Shabbos is a Yom Tiv. The Yom HaRav, what did Rav say before? What do we do? On one Kosh or Yayin, we make Kiddush and Abdullah. We say Yayin, Kiddush, Ner Abdullah. So what do you see? You see that you'll have to make two different brachas on the same Kosh, and you don't have to make two Bar Priya Goffins. Let's see Rashi. Rashbam learns, Lesilcha Sechatamid of the Rav, Kloima. He holds benching is not called you made up your mind not to eat. Even if a person said, okay, let's go bench, still people are still allowed to continue drinking without making a new bracha. The afilu ochi, the Rashbam himself says now, is lalocha lesilcha sakravashi. We don't pass like Ravashi says. Why? Because Rav and Mazutra both hold like Rav, that we hold benching is called a hefsik. Laloch, you do have to make another bracha, bar priya gofin, on the kosho brichas amazin when you drink it. Bar priya gofin, kiminik shalono. Like our minik, that's our minik. Now, v'chivun diyamahavun avorach, the same thing. If you're in the middle of a meal, and at the end of the meal you say, let's go bench, also lemishti, you're not allowed to drink anymore. Because as soon as you said, let's go bench, that means you made up your mind, you're finished drinking now, and it's it. Ad liachar brichas amazin. You're not allowed to drink anymore, till after brichas amazin. Unless you make a bracha first. V'yoid, what's another rai like this? Midikomaitz ravashi siyati milse the rav. Lachshas atamid the rav. Lachisha midivra rav. Like we'll soon see. Like Ravashi just brought himself a raya, and the Gemara is going to slug up Ravashi. Now, what was Ravashi's raya? That Rav says when Moitsoi Shabbos comes out to be a Yom Tif, you make Kiddush and Avdolah on the same kois. So, what's the raya? Rashbam says, V'yomer Rav, Yayin Kiddush, Ner Avdolah. V'loi boye levruche birchas bar priya gofren trey zimda. This is the raya. Why don't you have to make two times bar priya gofen? Chad akiddush, one because you're making kiddush first, v'chad avdola, and second for the avdola. As if you're going to tell me, like when you make a bracha, that's called a hefsig. So here, first you said bar priya gofen, then you make kiddush. So chura, since you make kiddush, that should be a hefsig. You're finished. Now how could you go make avdola without making the new bar priya gofen? So, therefore, as Ram says, V'u adin l'trei kosei the kiddush, hayoyim abrichas amazin. The same thing. The kash of the Rav Yehuda Saba the Yomalu Hochi Yom Rav Hovim Vachos L'Mishter Din Ken kash the Rav of the Rav. So that's the question here. He brought his raya that you see by making one bracha does not make a hefsik. So therefore, he said the same way kiddush is not called a hefsik between that and avdolah, the same thing birchas amos and benching is also not considered a hefsik, even though you have to bench first. When you go and drink the kais of wine after benching, you do not have to make a second bracha. That's the way the Rashbam learns pshat. His Tais doesn't like this pshat. Tais learns hukama rav pirish bekuntris to daik midloy matzach levarach trei zim nevarach piagofen. Since he doesn't have to say two times varach piagofen, chada kiddush, one when he makes kiddush, v'chada avdolam. Amalai hevi kiddush hefsik. V'uadinami birchas amos, it's not called a hefsik. For Tais v'kosha, what's the raya? The eich yivarach pomen varach piagofen akais echad. That shit you don't have to do. We're talking about now in Motzoi Shabbos Yontif, you're making Kiddush on one kais. On this one kais shit, if you make a Baruch Pri Gofen on this kais, what's the Havim mean? You should have to make a second Baruch Pri Gofen on the same kais. Shit to the one bracha helps. What do I care? First you make a Baruch Pri Gofen, then you make Kiddush on this kais, and then right away you make Havdalah. There's no Havim in the world to say you should have to make two brachas on another Baruch Pri Gofen. You for sure made your first bracha on this kais. So for Tais and Rashi, that can't be Pshat in the Gemara. What's the Raya then that Birchas HaMazon is not called a Hefsik? Over there, Birchas HaMazon we're talking about, you are benching. So now that you bench, that's called a Hefsik. From the first drinking, you're finished the first drinking. And now you have to start over again. You have to make a new bracha. But here, when you make a bracha on the Kiddush, Pshit, you don't have to make another bracha on Avdolah. It's one bracha on one cup. Therefore, Tais says, "Vanira, what's the pshat in the Gemara? Vanira to dayik, midal loy tiknu yain lebsoif." That's the raya. How come Rav doesn't know that you have to make yain at the end of kiddush and avdolah? The chur, what you should do is first make kiddush, then make avdolah, then make the brichas hayayin. How come you're allowed to make the brichas hayayin first? That's the raya. Shema minad loy hevi hefsik. So you see, making a bracha after you made a baruch piagofen is not called a hefsik. It's not called like you're finished drinking. That's why first you're allowed to make a baruch piagofen, then you're allowed to make kiddush. And we don't say you have to do the opposite way. First make kiddush, then make baruch piagofen. So you see, even though first you make the baruch piagofen, and then you say brachas later on, brachas is not called a hefsik. That was Rav Ashi's raya. So same thing here also. First, at the beginning of the meal, I made a baruch piagofen on the wine, and I started to drink it. Now, what happened? I still have in mind, I know now I'm going to have to drink that kais of brichas hamazon. But Talmid the Rav says that since you made the brichas hamazon, that's called a hefsik. You make a brach of benching, that's called a hefsik. Brings Rav Ashi Raya that a brach is not called a hefsik. Because you see here, first we make the brach of baruch piagofen, and then we go make kiddush. So you see, kiddush making a brach is not called a hefsik between the yain and the drinking of the yain. That was Rav Ashi's Raya. The Gemara answers back, Poshi, that's no Raya. So the Mar of Elohi, you should know that's no Raya. Hosom okar daite me mishtei. When is Rav's Raya, Tamid the Rav holding? That's only when you're going to bench. When a person is saying Birchas Samozin, that brach is called a hefsik. Because the side of benching means you finished eating. You're thanking Hashem now for the food you already ate. So Birchas Samozin, that's called a hefsik. Of a kimotel. Mashenken here, when you're making Kiddush and Avdolah, you are not Oikedaita, you did not take your mind away from drinking. Pshita, what's going on here? You're making a Baruch Priyagofen, and then you're making Kiddush. At all times, you're still having your mind to drink the wine. Like, you didn't even start to drink the wine yet. So, Pshita, when you make Kiddush and then Avdolah, that's not called a hefsik between the first Baruch Priyagofen, because you did not take your mind away from eating. It's only a svar when you go to bench. Birchas HaMazon means, I finished eating right now. So benching is called a hefsik. And that's the way we hold Allah like that. Like Mazutra and the way Rav holds and Tamid the Rav. That when you bench, benching is called a hefsik, and after benching you have to make another Baruch Piagofen on the Kaishal Birchas HaMazon. Yeah. Right. So tomorrow, kimata li avdule. When it came time to make avdolah, is kom shmaya viyadlik. His shamish got up and lit avuka mishargu. He took a big torch and lit the torch from a small candle from a sharga, and on that they used for avdolah. Is omalei, so they asked him lomaloch lomaloch. So again, this is by Rav's house. So Rav Yaakov asked him lomaloch lomalochah kulei hay. How come you need such a big torch? What's wrong with using a small candle? Like, how come you told Yishamish to go and light the torch from the small candle? Why didn't you just use a candle? Homan chashargeis, you have the candle already lit. Why do you have to go and light a new torch for? Amalei, so Rabbi answered back, Shema yamidai to the nafshei kovid. You should know my shamas, I didn't tell him to do it. He did it by himself. Don't ask me no questions. Amalei said back, that's not an answer. Eloi shmielei minei demar, if the shamash, if the waiter, like, did not hear from you, that that's the way you're supposed to do, lo yevi yovid, he wouldn't have done it. So Melo Makasha back to you again, how come you told the Shamash to get a big torch? What's wrong with a small candle? Omalay, so Bzai answered him back, don't you also hold like this? That is a din we learned before, that Avuka Le Avdola Mitzvah Min HaMuvchor. When you're making Avdola Mitzvah Shabbos, you're supposed to use a torch. That's called a Mitzvah Min HaMuvchor. You're not supposed to use one candle. And that's what down Nalocha, you're not supposed to use just one candle by itself. There should be at least two candles together. At least two neres put together you should use to make Avdola. That's called a Mitzvah Min HaMuvchor. That's why here also you have the Shamish and use this torch, and not the one candle. Yeah. Yeah. The Yomar, then he started to make Min HaMuvchor. Posach V'Yomar, HaMavdol. Posach V'Yomar, then he started to make Avdola. After he had the Eish, and he made the Boromir Eish, then he started to make Avdola. How did he go and make Avdola? He said, HaMavdil ben Kodesh L'Choyol, ben Or L'Choshech, ben Yisroel L'Amin, ben Yom HaShvi L'Shesh Yishmei Amasa. That's the way he said. The way we say Avdola, that's the way he said Avdola also. His Omalei, Sir Yaakov again, yes, Rovam, Lom L'Chol Kulei Hai. How come he said so much? Say one thing, ben Kodesh L'Choyol. What do you have to say so many things for? The Yom Rav Yud Yom Rav, HaMavdil ben Kodesh L'Choyol, just saying the brocha hamavdol mekodesh lechoil zui avdalto shav yuda nosi. This is the whole havdalah that Yehuda nosi held. You don't have to say more than that. Hamavdol mekodesh lechoil. That's enough. So how come you're saying so many things here? Omalei. So he answered back. Ano ki ho svirli. True. I don't hold like Yehuda nosi. I hold like this. The Omer Reb Lezem, Omer Reb Oishia, HaPoiseyach, whoever starts to make havdalah lo yivchas megimul. You have to at least mention three things. Three different types of Avdolos. You can't say less than three. And if you want to add to it, you can't add more than seven. You can't make seven differences. Hamavdo, Benzer, 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 Lezer, Benzer, Lezer. When we make Avdolos on Mitzvah Yom Tov, it's a Shabbos, and Mitzvah Shabbos, that's a Yom Tov, we talk and say the seven Avdolos we say then. Al Sheva, Mufashim, Kamei, we'll soon explain which ones. But you can't say more than seven Avdolos differences, and you can't say less than three. That's what here also he said. He didn't just say Mavdo ben Kodesh Tuchol. Rather, he said Hamavdo ben Kodesh Tuchol. That's one. Ben Or Lo Choshev. That's two. Ben Yisroel Liam. That's three. Ben Yom Hashvi L'Shesh Yemei Amasa is four. So it's still going to be a kashin. I'm a monoshach. Either say three or else say all seven. But we say seven by Moitzoy Shabbos. That's a Yom Tov. But as in a regular Shabbos, the question is, what do you say four for? Just say three. Amalei. V'amar loit losom, you didn't say three. V'loi shevom, you didn't say seven. Mash me learned either say three or else say seven, but not four. So I still have a kasher on you. How come when you say avdola, you said four avdolas? How come either three or four make up either three or seven? So Rashi, Rashbam, v'amar loit shalashom v'loi shevom. The aborom, you said four of them. V'amar rayis, what? How come im litfosh es samuit? If you want to do the least amount, do three. If you want to do a lot, say all seven. So how come you say four? It's a mother pshara. Either say only three or else say seven. What's up as four? So he answered back, Omalei, Ivra, ben yoyim ha-shvi, l'sheshe shemei ha-maseh, me'ein chasim hi. That I did not say, b'teres ha-havdolah, that I said, that's supposed to be me'ein v'chasim me'ein, the end of the bracha. Trash me'ein chasim v'lav minyon hu, that's not part of the minyan. And that would say, "Binyom Mashvil Sheshes Shemei Amaseh." That's Miyain, the part of the chesim of the bracha. The Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel HaMavdul. Whoever's coming to make Avdola, Sorach Sheyomar Miyain Chasima Somach LeChesimosei. You have to say something about the chesima next to the chesima. That's what you have to say. So we end off as HaMavdul Ben Kodesh Lachol. That's where we end off the bracha.
So right before that, we have to say that Yom HaShvi L'Shesh HaShemei HaMasa. That Yom HaShvi means Kodesh, and Shesh HaShemei HaMasa means Chol. That's why we say this last one. But this is not part of the real Havdalah. Because real Havdalah is only the first three. The last one, but Yom HaShvi L'Shesh HaShemei HaMasa, that's only that the last Chesima, that we end up Baruch HaTo HaShem HaMavdo B'Kodesh HaChol, right before that should be something talking about that. That's cool that Sharach Shiyena Mien Chesima, some lechasimasei. Or Pabadisoi and Pabadisa, they used to say, Amri, Mayain Psichoson, some lechasimasein. You have to say something like the Psicha near the Chesima. In other words, you don't have to say something at the end, at near what the last bracha, but rather something at the end, say something that you said at the beginning. Say Mayain the Psicha, something you start off with, say that also some lechasimasein, near the end. For the more b'may b'nayu, what's the difference between Pumbedisa and Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel? Eke b'nayu, yomtiv shechal liyos achra Shabbos. The afkamina is yomtiv that comes after a Shabbos. Because what we do, our Havdalah is anyway we start off saying, ha'mavdo b'kodesh v'chol. So the first thing we say anyway is between Kodesh and Chol. And the last thing we say is also, Shesh Shimei and Kodesh. So we also say between Kodesh and Chol. So what's the difference whether you have to say Mien de Psichon or Mien de Chesim? It's both the same thing. That's the we end off. That's the we end off as we say Hamavdu Bekodesh and Chol, that's Les Brachom. And that's the we end off right before. That we say Ben Yom HaShvi L'Shesh HaShemei HaMaser, that's good according to both of them. Because Ben Yom HaShvi L'Shesh HaShemei HaMaser, that has to do with the last thing of Kodesh Tochol, and that has to do with the first thing. Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Tochol. So what's the difference? Which way we hold? You're doing both anyway. So Mar says in Afkamina is, A Yom Tov Shechal Liyasachar Shabbos. What's the chesima we say there? There we say ben kodesh lekodesh. We don't end off baruch to Hashem amavdo ben kodesh lechol. We say baruch to Hashem amavdo ben kodesh lekodesh. So man di yomim miyem psichoson samach lechesimoson. The one that says right before the end of the bracha, you have to speak about what you started off. Is like boy lemeim. You don't have to say ben kedusha Shabbos lekedushas yom tov v'dalta. That you don't have to say. Because you don't have to talk about the last thing, you only have to talk about the first thing. But according to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that says by the end, right before you end the Havdalah, you have to say something then about what you talk about the last brachon, is boy the maimer. Right before you end, you have to say, Ben Kedusha Shabbos L'Kedushas Yom Tov V'Davto. Because the end of the bracha is, Baruch Ato Hashem, Hamavdo Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh. Which means between one Kedusha and another Kedusha. So according to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, right before that you have to say, Hivdalta Ben Kedusha Shabbos L'Kedusha Yom Tov V'Davto. So you know, that's an afkamina, which one of the two ways you have to say.
Yeah, and what we were talking about before a little bit, that the Rashbam learns a Svara Kal B'Chayma, that if you drink wine at the end of the meal, even if you already said, Havlon and Nevorach, let's go bench, that the law is you have to make a Bar Priyagofin, but still he says, a Bracha Achron you do not have to make. Because since you're going to go bench, so Birchas Hamos and the three Brachas, it's a Kal B'Chayim, it helps for the, instead of the one Bracha, Ala Gefin, Gar Priyagofin, that you should have had to make. Since it's only called Bracha Achas Mein Sholosh, so for sure if you bench, that helps. That was the Rashbam Svara. Tosis, we said, argues on the Rashbam, and Tosis brings a Raya from the Gemara Brachas, but there are such things that are called Dvorim HaBoyim, Shaloi Machmas HaSuda Acher HaSuda, something comes after the Suda, that we say you have to make a Bracha Rishon and a Bracha Achreina. And Nu Adin Tainim V'Yanovim, according to Rav Sheshes, says that you have to make a special Bracha on it. So you see, there's no Kal V'Chaim, it's not for sure that the Brichas HaMozen Pat is anything that's Mechuyiv to make a Mein Sholosh on it. But therefore, we spoke out, Tosis does agree with Rashbam LaHalacham. They said as far as like this, Tosis says like this. Tosis says, Nira Shein Sarach Lavorach Achrov, Deli'olam Choshev Machmas HaSuda. That if you drink wine, any time you drink wine before you bench, it's always considered Bo Machmas HaSuda. Vodekom Aydez Gemon Brochas that says, Devorim HaBoyim Achmas Achar HaSuda, Tzrichim Brochal Lefneim Lachrayim. There's Gemon Brochas that says, if you eat something after the meal, before you bench, you have to make a bracha before and afterwards, and we don't say it's considered for the bracha achrona as if it's coming for the purpose of the meal. So Daisha says, "Hainu chutz miyayin, excluding wine. Wine is always considered coming bo machmas ha'oichum. Mashma, because the reason why you want to drink wine at the end is because you have the meal. It's the meal itself, the food itself, makes you want to drink more wine. So
So it's considered the wine is coming because of the meal. Therefore, the Birchas HaMosim, you say at the end, would pater for the Brocha Achrona of the Yain. But Tosfos speaks out, Miyu, we don't have such a case like this, that after Dvorim HaBoyim Acher Asuda, Miyu Onu Enonu Mesalkin Yadenu Mipas Ad Birchas HaMosim, V'yakol Karu Teich Asuda. Usually everything we eat is always considered in the middle of the meal, because we never like take away the table until after we bench. V'yein Shum Dov V'toyim Brocha Achrof. There's nothing that when you have to make a bracha achreinu for, something that you wait in the middle of the meal, even if you had to make a bracha rishreinu on it. The birchas hamazon poter. Because birchas hamazon patters anything you eat throughout the meal. So even though maybe a bracha rishreinu you do have to make like a kinu achsud at the end of the meal on dessert, but bracha achreinu pshiti you would not have to make. Yeah, now also we had a lashon in the Gemara, that the Gemara said a lashon that kivan the yamrisu havlon and the vorach. As soon as we say, come, let's go bench, is this a solachula mishti? You're not allowed to drink anymore before you say Birchas HaMozen. So from the Rashbam, it's Takamashra from the Rashbam, that it's also to drink even with making a bracha. It's once you say Havlon in the Vorach, you are like Mesalak Das, you made up your mind, you're not going to need it anymore. It's chal upon you, a chiv, to bench right now to say Birchas HaMozen, not to say the bracha achareina. And it's not right to go continue drinking or eating now before you bench. So it's mashmashmam, it's also to eat or to drink until you go bench. However, the Rosh says, the Rosh does not hold that the Rashbam, and the Rosh holds that the Rif's pshat is the Iker, that the Rif learns that just the pshat that you're not allowed to eat now without making a bracha rishayna. But if you still want to continue eating or continue drinking, all you have to do is just make a bracha rishayna, and you can continue drinking. And Achnami, after you make drinking, then you go to bench. But the Loshin that the Isasur, that's Osir, is Lav Davka, just means you can't drink without making a bracha or rishayna first. Now, the halacha, the mechaba brings down in Simin Kufay and Tes, the mechaba says a lashon like this, that gomasu dosoi venoto yodov mayim achreinim, if somebody finished eating, and he washes his hands, he washes mayim achreinim, eino yochol lechov lelishtois ad shivorach birchos hamozen. Mashrim, it's also teat even if you want to, but you have to now first make a birchos hamozen. You can't eat till you can't drink. Case once you wash mayim achreinim, that's called isilik. But the Mechaber says v'imor mahavlon unavorach. Let's say you do not wash your hands for mayim achreinim. You just say this lashon of havlon unavorach. Let's go bench. Is heavy hestach das. That is considered like your mesiach das. You take your mind away from eating. V'osle lishdois elim kem yavorach olav tchila. Case here the Mechaber says that just saying havlon unavorach, it helps to make a bracha rishena if you want to drink now, before you bench. And the Mechaber says, V'yachilo dinu kishtiyah. Who are then, if you want to continue eating now, after you said havlon and nevarach, the halacha is you have to make a bracha rishayna. If you would want to continue eating bread, you would have to wash over again, and make again a moitzi lechem in oritz. Now he says, this is the pshat according to the Rosh. But the Mechaber brings down, there's a shittas Rabbeinu Yoin and the Ran, that they hold that achila is different. That means afal pisha silik yodai melechol. Even if you say let's go bench and you like stop eating, v'afilu silko hashulchan. Even if you take away the table, imrotz alach salachilosa. If you want to continue eating, ein tzorach levorach parmacheres. You do not have to make another bracha rishayna if you do not bench it. Shekol shleinota yodov lo nistalek legamri machila. His Rabbeinu Yonis makes the chilek between achila and shtiyah. By eating, kol zman you did not wash your hands yet. For mayim achreinim, it's not called your masalak, your masiach das from eating. Even if you did, you still have das. The normal thing is, you stop now, but you continue eating again. So for achila, it's never called you have to make another bracha rishayna unless you wash your hands for mayim achreinim. However, for shtiyah, if you want to continue drinking, then we say no. Once you said havlon and nevorach, that is considered like your masiach das. And for shtiya, if you'd want to drink again, you would have to make a bracha rishayna before you go and drink. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that even on the first part of the Mechaber, that the Mechaber says that if you wash your hands for mayim achreinim, then you are not allowed to eat anything, even if you want to make a bracha, until you first make birchas hamazon. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Rakama Peskim that Tzvirulei, that there's no isatit before you bench. It's just that if you wash your hands for mayim achreinim, you have to first make a bracha rishayna if you want to go continue eating something. Let's say you still want to have some fruit, or you want to have some cake, you would have to make a bracha rishayna since you already washed your hands for mayim achreinim. However, after you finish eating this, you would have to wash your hands a second time for Mayim Achronim, because the Mayim Achronim should be right before benching. However, L'chatchila though, the Magen Avraham says, that you should be nizir b'zeh, that once you wash your hands for Mayim Achronim, it's better is to go bench right away and not wait to eat anything else. But if you want to, you have to eat, you are allowed to eat, just providing you make a bracha rishona first. Now, this is only if you want to eat. Well, let's say you washed Mayim Achronim, then you stam want to schmooze and talk. That for sure you should not do. As right after you wash Mayim Achronim, you should not be mafsik bedibur with stam talking. Rather, you should go to bench right away. Now, lemaisa, if somebody said, havlon and nevorach, that means let's go bench. He told the family, okay, it's time to bench, let's go bench. So by saying that, we say that's called a hesach hadas, you like stopped eating now, you took your mind away from eating. And if you'd want to eat something now, you would have to make a bracha rishayna. That is the Rosh Hashitah. That even if you want to eat something now, you want to continue taking bread, you want to continue eating an apple, you would now have to make a bracha rishayna before you would eat it. However, the Mechaber brought down the Rabbeinu Yoin and the Ran Shitah is that if you want to continue eating, achili, do not have to make another bracha rishayna. The Svar and the Gemara is only because they were kaveya lishtois, because they were drinking. They wanted to drink another kais of yain. If you want to drink something more, for drinking, we say, once you said havlon and nevorach, that's called a hesach hadas, that makes you make another bracha. But if you want to continue eating, you do not have to make another bracha. So the kid said to machlokes rishonim, what's going to be the halacha if you said havlon and nevorach, as you did not wash mayim achronim yet. When you wash mayim achronim, then everybody holds, if you want to continue eating, you have to make a bracha rishona. But if you didn't wash mayim achronim yet, you just said havlon and nevorach, let's go bench, so it's a machlokes now, if you continue eating food, would you have to make a bracha rishona or not? So the Bir Halacha goes through by Riches, that there are a lot of shittas that hold like the Rosh, and he wants to say, Poshid, the Mechaber is Sosom of Rabbeinu Yoin and the Ran, so the Churi could be Mekel, but it comes out, Lamaitse, the Rashit is both ways, therefore it's very hard to be Mekel. It's very hard to say which way we should do. Therefore, in the case where somebody said, Havlon and Nevorach, that is, let's go bench, Metchila, you should not eat anything now up until you are bench, because it's a suffix if you do continue eating, it's a suffix if you have to make a bracha or not. According to the Rosh, you would have to make a bracha rishayna. According to Rabbeinu Yoina, you would not have to make a bracha rishayna. But since there is no clear hachra which way the two we paskin, therefore he says, when you said havlon and nevorach, you should not continue eating anymore, because it's doubtful if you have to make a bracha or not. If you want to go drink something right now, you could drink, because that's for sure you would have to make a bracha rishayna. But to eat something, since it's a machlekes, you would have to make a bracha rishayna or not, the best thing is not to eat anything until after you bench, and then for sure you would have to make a bracha rishayna. All right, we'll stop here. The whole nafkuf dalet. Again, the shaila was about havdolah. How many brachas do you have to say? How many havdolahs do you have to say? So the last gemara was, he said, "Oh, Rav Moshe." The least amount to say is only three. You can't say more than seven different avdolas. That's what he said over. He answered back to him,